Chapter 3. For the first time in days, Mia felt somewhat at ease. Will had been right. The trip out had done her a world of good. Returning home, she sat in the passenger side of his Porsche convertible, feeling the warm breeze whipping her new, shorter hair. It was a blunt cut, just off her shoulders and about 8 inches shorter than her usual style. "A good haircut is better than Xanax," Will proclaimed, briefly studying her through the dark tint of his sunglasses as he drove. "Thanks for lunch, and for everything else," he shrugged. "I'm just using you to assist in my procrastination." "The new book?" "I missed my deadline. Again." He smiled, his dimples deepening. He and Justin had kept Mia entertained at lunch with their hilarious and at times ribald stories, and afterward the three of them had strolled along the scenic river walk among the tourists and joggers until Justin had to leave for a meeting. It had been a distraction technique, she knew, but she deeply appreciated the effort. "What happened to you this week, Mia? A lot of people wouldn't be able to get past it." He sounded serious for the first time since they'd headed out. She sighed. "I just need things to get back to normal, that's all." "What you need is a break from what you consider normal, writing about people inflicting violence on one another." He shook his head, his fingers loosely gripping the steering wheel. "Why don't you take some time off from all that? And I mean more than a few days, a real sabbatical. You've got Grayson Miller wrapped around your finger. He'd break his neck giving it to you, and with a paycheck, probably. I don't care what kind of shape the newspaper industry's in." When Mia looked at him, he added, "You do know he's in love with you, right?" She watched the scenery pass by, not wanting.